Hey.
We're in again. What are we? 88. Two fat ladies? Is that two fat ladies?
Is it? Are we in the 80s?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
88. 88 we're up to.
Not 78. It's 88.
It's 88.
Oh, okay.
You keep saying 70. It's 80.
We're in the 80s.
Last week was 87, which makes this week two fat ladies.
Okay.
88. Write in. Let us know. They don't write. There's no address.
We haven't got an address.
We haven't got an address. If you think that we should call this episode Big Fat Lady, Two Fat Ladies.
I'm not going with that. Jay refuse.
He's refusing that. Okay, there you go. Forget it. This
two fat
week,
men.
Two fat men. Okay. Two fat non-gender specific.
Thank you very much.
Right. This week, we are talking the Champions League final.
Yes.
We're also going to, you know,
the final countdown.
The final. Liverpool, Spurs. Can that game live up to the majesty of those semi-finals? We're going to talk that. We're going to talk what having such dominance, it seems, from English teams in Europe this season.
So you're saying you like Europe?
Yeah, so we like Europe. So this we're going to call the, oh, I don't know.
The final countdown.
We'll stay there for a bit. So should
we'll
we call
stay
it
in Europe.
The remain section? We are going to talk about what English teams are doing in Europe, why they're doing it, how they're doing it, what this means in the Premier League.
The importance of Europe, what's going on in Europe.
We're then going to move
there's
on to actual Europe.
There's lots of great things in Europe. I don't think we should just be limited.
Nope, there's a lot going
on.
We
need to look outside of the...
We do need to look outside
into
the box.
Europe.
We're looking at the...
And skip hand in hand with them into the future.
We're talking Serie A. We're talking the quickness of a football career.
Yes.
We're going to have some feedback.
Yes.
And then we're going to do, it says here on my list,
Aston
we're going to do
Villa.
An outro. So, yeah, thanks very much, you know, for listening
hairy
to that.
Hairy footballers?
No.
This is the Blender Coach, and you're listening to a Touchline Rant's latest podcast, Back of the Net.
Oh, you still recorded it, you.
There's a quiz happening. There's a quiz happening on the 10th of... 10th... It's Wednesday.
Wednesday,
yeah.
July,
yeah.
The 10th.
Yeah.
Football quiz. Little Man Coffee.
Yeah.
You guys, Touchline Rant, it's for the Mind Charity, which is a great charity the boys are very supportive of. Come down, test your football knowledge, have fun.
That's it, come on.
That's it.
Crack on.
July 10th.
Yay!
Right, Saturday, the 1st of June, something big is happening.
Okay, what is it?
Champions League final.
No, yeah, has it been shown anywhere?
Oh, we're showing it. We're hosting a watch party at Little Man Coffee for it. Sold out, though. The response was ridiculous. So thank you very much to everyone who got involved and got in touch about giving. Because the tickets, they're free entry, but we have a limit on who could get in, so...
Yeah, anyway.
We got a massive amount
it's
of responses.
It's the Champions League, so stuff's happening.
It is. So, yeah, just I wanted to say thank, because we haven't spoken since then. I just wanted to say thank you very much for the response that we had in the tickets. We sold out in the first 46 minutes, which is phenomenal. But, yeah, so thank you very much for that. But the biggest story is...
Liverpool playing Tottenham
Liverpool
Hotspur.
Versus Spurs. Now, will this final live up to the drama of those two semi-finals? Which I'm still not over now, Alex. I'm not over
hey,
it now.
Hey.
I still feel a bit of a wreck after that Ajax-Spurs game.
That Lucas Moura performance.
It's one of the most... That just semi-final win for Spurs. And we were lucky enough to
incredible.
Watch... We watched it together.
We did.
We watched it after... It was on while we were recording an episode of this podcast. So we were watching it live. And then we finished a bit earlier. And we got to watch the whole second half. Uninterrupted, and it was one of the purest 45 minutes of football I've ever watched.
Champions League, big time. Big
it was
time.
Incredible. This and my worry is that it's not the final won't live up to it, because I feel like there's a certain level of expectation on this final, more so than you usually get, because it's two English sides, but because of the way they both qualified
yep.
for the semi-final, you know, with Liverpool obviously hammering Barcelona 4-0 at Anfield, it feels like this final has got a lot to live up to.
It's got a ton of potential. If it's the most exciting Champions League in recent years for me.
Yeah.
I always enjoy the Champions League. This one is I'm the most excited about. Who do you want to win?
Who do I want to win? Spurs. Okay. I won't. I want Spurs to win.
Play to because, the to the no, game of Liverpool.
I just think if I'm judging
it. You're not going to do it.
No, look, I'm judging it purely on an aesthetic.
Do you feel that they're an underdog?
Who, Spurs?
Yes.
Massively.
Okay. How so?
Massively. I think, look, I think if I'm taking it from a neutral standpoint, the Liverpool beating Barcelona was a great result. However, it wasn't as great and as romantic, I'll use a word, as the Spurs Ajax one. Now, I think if going forward, I have been saying since October that Spurs look tired. I said at the start.
Since IKEA.
Right, I said.
Since when we filmed live in IKEA.
We filmed live in IKEA. Since then, I've been saying that Spurs have got a very small. That was the first round of the Nations League fixtures. So I was saying there, Spurs have got an extremely small squad. They haven't bought anyone. All of those players have just played. Bear in mind, they played in the World Cup. A lot of Spurs players went very far in that tournament. Also, think about all the players who went very far in the Euros in 2016. So going back to 2016, Poch likes working with a smaller squad, he says. He's had a lot of injuries this year. He nearly lost one of his star players to the Korean army, which brings its own amount of stress.
Big now, love, Hung Min-sun.
The South Korean army, I should specify there.
Please specify.
Yeah, please specify.
Hung Min-sun, one of our favourite players this season.
So all of these factors have come into play, and I've been saying that it Spurs, with a few injuries and how long their seasons have been, they're going to be tired early. And I've been saying for at least, like, because they slipped off in the league, and I've been saying for a while now, like, they are throwing it away. They're Spursing it up because they're so exhausted. Like, they need more players.
It's also the Harry Kane factor, which has been bandied around. I've heard people on the radio go, well, it depends if Harry Kane's fit, this, that, and the other. Off the back of that, obviously you can change a game. You can certainly do that.
Yeah.
But there's too much emphasis on Harry Kane, won't he play, considering the results they've got without him.
Look, yeah, exactly. They actually do very, very well without Harry Kane. I think now, and I was guilty of this myself.
You were very
guilty.
We
just weren't recording this. Is that I was guilty of Harry Kane. I underestimated him as a striker. To the point where I said he was just a finisher. Now, part of me thinks
you
that I've been. I had a lot of hate.
A lot of hate mail sent through. We've never had that before. Like hate mail.
Yeah, we.
Look, like
we,
things in I, bags I don't even were coming have an address. Through. Your face on a mule.
Yeah, that was a good. That was a good one. That I think Spurs have shown this year that I was some. I was 50% right and 50% wrong on the Harry Kane thing. I think he's a better footballer than I'm actually giving him credit for. I think he's more. There's more to him than a finisher. I will admit that. So. But I will say that my point being that Harry Kane was not this world-class recognised forward that people thought he was has been proven right somewhat by the fact that Spurs actually have got a lot of really good results and kept their form up without Harry Kane. Mm. So they're not overly relying on him to a way. I'm trying to think of an example to the way that Man City somewhat seemed to Aguero.
I think Spurs go into this the underdog, and I think that'll be a tremendous pull. But either side, whatever happens, fantastic for the neutral.
It's going to be a great game. I hope it is a good game, you know?
Because, like, how many times have we said there's just no stopping Liverpool? Like, the way they've just gone about their business this year, it deserves a lot of credit. Copulation, it's been a thing for Liverpool this year.
Yeah, it has.
It's been huge. So Liverpool, for them, they obviously, it'd be beneficial for them to win it. For how many times the Spurs get mocked for not winning anything for X amount of years, and Liverpool, they need something because they haven't for quite a few years as well. So,
yeah, look, the Liverpool thing is
so exciting.
It is exciting. They've done really well. And to be Liverpool, though, imagine. And look, I know the season's only just finished. Well, it's not even finished. The league is over, yeah? What I will say is if Liverpool get, how many points did they finish on? Was it 95? 97? Something like that? I can't remember. So forgive me. But to get that many points and not win the league is disheartening. to then get to the semi, to get to the final of the Champions League for the second consecutive year and lose that is disheartening.
Yep.
So if Liverpool lose this game, it could have a huge, huge impact on the psychology of that squad.
Yeah.
It could.
But look, it's in Europe. We love Europe here. I know you do. You keep going on about it.
We keep.
It's great. The final in Madrid, it's going to be incredible, no matter what. No matter what the result, it's going to be fantastic. It's huge. That's what, like, that's why Europe's so great.
Europe is great, right?
Europe is great.
We love Europe.
I love Europe.
Should we move ahead to the
We'll move ahead.
Should we move ahead to the next section?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
No. All right.
Who's going to win before we do?
Europe. Quick.
Fair enough.
I mean that we have players with problems, but we had on the pitch players with problems.
I gotta say, Europe's still on my mind.
Oh my God! Right, stop banging on about Europe now.
But it's great.
It is great. It's great, but we've talked about it every section. Right. Why are English clubs
dominating,
seemingly crushing all fronts? It's gone unnoticed how much Arsenal and Chelsea have done that as well. You know,
it's also noticed the quality of what they've done to get there. Because everyone thinks that cup is an easier cup to win. It's not. Like, this is the cream of the crop throughout Europe. And if you follow both teams' progression, you'll see they both show extreme amount of quality to get through.
They've been interesting. We can't.
That's why they're in the final.
That's why we did, yeah.
I tell you now, that's why they're there.
So we previewed Baku. We previewed the final last week. And it's a very interesting game. As we're recording this, the game is on. So we need to focus on sort of looking ahead and what the impact of this actually is. Do you think that English sides have dominated in Europe this year? Or
absolutely. Like, more than I've ever seen. I can't think of another time where... Like, look at the finals. It's incredible.
It is incredible that all four have gone in.
It's huge.
There's been a more of a...
Like, tell me that's not good for the Premier League brand.
Yeah, there's...
It's huge.
There's been a little bit...
For next year, like, transfers, it used to be a case of, oh, well, right, okay. Yeah,
okay.
But now it's, like, opened up a lot, especially when you consider, like, massive players like Ramos looking for another club, and you consider, like, all of those high-profile players throughout look eyeing it up to come to work in the Premier League.
Do you know my issue with this, though, is that there's going to be a lot of players who look at this and think, you know, oh, the Premier League is obviously where the best football is being played right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I personally do not agree with that statement. I don't think the best football is being played in the Premier League. But it is a very it's an interesting league. I genuinely have... The Premier League has not been competitive this season or last season, and it's concerning me.
But the theatre that there's been played within this, it's been great. It's not a case of it's going to be open. There's like a 5 or 6 horse race to get there.
It's confusing that there's some teams in this final.
But look at the impact of getting those like five massive clubs in and peppered around Europe because of that. It's huge.
Looking ahead to sort of the impact that it has, what it also shows then to a certain extent, obviously with Wolves qualifying next year for the
Amazing
Europa.
Story.
What it's shown is that it is probably competitive. I said this
Atlanta
a few weeks ago.
As well.
No, I said it's competitive from... It's competitive in the bottom. There's about 6 teams that it's always competitive around.
Mm.
And then the middle bit's a bit competitive. But this year, the title and hasn't been... It's been a competitive title race, but it wasn't competitive from the other teams. Mm. So, like, third was a long way behind, you know, and it's Chelsea had just about got there.
I also think it eradicates hatred through media for like those 4 teams specifically.
Yeah.
I think it eradicates that because it shows both the quality on the biggest level and it shows you that the level of competition is extremely high. So that's why Man City's treble is to be celebrated, because that just doesn't happen very often. That is huge, because you're usually hoping for one trophy.
But they've They've broken records 2 years on the trot now, haven't they?
Yeah.
Because they broke over the 100-point mark last season.
For sure.
And now they've done this. It's...
But with this, it sort of laments those teams that have all the quality to get by. Look how many times we've seen bad press for Chelsea. Look how many times it's like, beginning of the season, again, I remember like it swaying towards, oh, Mo Salah hasn't scored as many as he usually does and Liverpool are looking trash. Yeah. That was at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And so it just laments the fact that, okay, well, you can't really, it's unjustified to say that at this high level of competition. So I think it's nothing but great things.
Yeah, look, it's done really well. Can I throw?
I love Sarri as well. I think they should give him another.
He definitely deserves it. Sarri hasn't been there long enough. Mm. He didn't have much of a pre-season, and he's implementing a new strategy. Look,
he's progressed to this level, regardless if they win it or not.
Yeah, and look, Poch has had a renaissance almost. You know, Poch has had this almost...
Oh, that's beautiful. That's so romantic. A Poch renaissance.
His reaction.
He was so pure.
The semi-final. It made the result purer.
Yeah.
Because of his reaction to it. Just him crying.
That's Real Madrid.
Talking about, you know, I know that's ridiculous, wasn't it? But look, a lot of ridiculous things happen
crying,
around Madrid
that
we'll talk about
all
later.
All that authenticity of football comes out. I haven't seen that since tears of Sir Alex Ferguson when he won.
Yeah, look, all the eyes of Europe will definitely be on the British side.
European eyes.
Because they've done remarkably well, even, you know, lesser results along the way to the as such lesser. But look at Spurs, you know, that Man City game. Again, look, we watched that game. Look how mad that game was when they beat Man City in the Champions League. Then
they
played Ajax.
I think we've been spoilt rotten.
We have. Look, they played, but some of these sides have left their best form for the European titles they're going for, you know, which is, I just want my problem with the Premier League this year is it's not as competitive as people have made out as a league. But next year, look, let's move ahead briefly and say next year you've got three additions coming into the Premier League in Norwich, Sheffield United and in Aston Villa now.
Villa.
Shout out Villa. Yes,
shout
Pete.
Shout out. Blender coach, Pete.
We're looking at a huge club coming back in Villa. We're looking at a team that have done extremely well in the Championship in Norwich. They've played some exciting football. And then you're looking at the side that have against all odds scraped in. Can I give a shout? I would suggest that out of those, Sheffield United are going to struggle next season. I think they will be the plucky underdogs like Cardiff were this year that were desperately trying to hold on. I think that's their role. I think Villa could feasibly finish...
Norwich are going to...
Mid-table. I wonder if Norwich are like Fulham. When Fulham set fire to the Championship and were brilliant and they came up to the Premier League and were like, I don't know how to play this way.
I don't know what's going on, really.
Yeah, Norwich, that's my fear for Norwich. So they come up, they try and play the same football they did in the Championship and they go, nah, it don't work up here.
Should we do a little shout-out?
Yeah, go on then.
All right, should we shout-out... Grealish.
Jack Grealish.
He's come from a lot. He's been through the mill, basically.
Those boots, man.
The boots were in tatters. Please see them. You have to see them.
The boots he wore for the final were an absolute mess.
They were wonderful.
They were wonderful
collector's items.
But yeah, and he's done well, you know, to going from the fact that it looked as though he was joining Spurs to then signing a new contract to then being made captain.
Things just work out.
Right,
really
Aston Villa now. Think of it this way. Aston Villa are owned by an Aston Villa fan. They're managed by an Aston Villa fan and their captain is an Aston Villa fan.
Yeah.
Like, to get that club to the Premier League with
it's
that
like
ownership...
It's a dream team.
That is...
It's a dream team.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want as a football fan. If your club is being run by somebody who supports the same club as you and is managed by someone who supports that club as well and is owned by someone who supports the club, that's the dream.
That is the dream as a
so,
fan.
So, yeah, look, next season...
So that's that.
It's going to be good. I think that it's the Premier League... I think, how can we sum this up? Competitively, the Premier League is a competitive league.
Yes.
To a certain extent. Lesser so to others because of the gap between second and third. But
where are you going with this? What's this one about?
With all those things, the Premier League is actually a pretty damn good league.
Thank you. Should we end on that?
Let's end on that.
All right.
Yeah, this is good. Awesome. Love it.
Italy.
Italy. That's...
I like Italy.
That's in Europe.
is in Europe.
It's been a really, really, really big weekend for Serie A. We just thought we did talk a bit of Serie A last week, but we thought we had to come back because it's been a huge change. Like Andrea Barzagli left Juve.
Yes.
And has retired.
We were just talking about Juve.
Yeah. Allegri, that was his last game in charge of Juve.
There's a lot of change, isn't there?
Yeah. Daniele De Rossi, he's leaving Roma.
Gattuso.
Yeah, Gattuso. Right, since we recorded last week, all those things we knew were happening. But since last week now, Gattuso has left as manager of AC Milan. And Leonardo has left as chief executive. So that's... Maldini is still there. Maldini is still there at the minute. But Leonardo has gone. So that's two AC Milan legends leaving a club that are...
That's massive.
...in trouble.
Yeah.
They are in trouble.
Roma, again.
Roma, that Ranieri
post.
Roma...
is wonderful.
Genuinely made us well up this week because of how well they've done it. But
Roma do things very well.
They do. One thing from a footballing perspective, however, is next season is a very, very dangerous season for Roma because they've lost a huge, huge player. They're losing a manager again because he's just came in as a SOS sort of deal. Looks as though.
Did a job.
Yeah, and they haven't had a successful year this year. They've been more successful on social media than they have on the pitch. And it's going to be a big year for them next year. I think there's a big job on their hands next year, Roma. As is AC Milan. AC Milan is a huge job. Inter and Atalanta, however, Inter have qualified again for the Champions League, second year in a row. And that's the first time they've done that for years and years and years. And Atalanta, amazingly... They've qualified for the Champions League for the first time in their history. They finished very good. They had a very, very good season. We shouted these out a long, long time ago, how Atalanta were having one of the best seasons in Europe. And it's continued, and they're in the Champions League, and they thoroughly deserve it. Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah. Can we move across to Spain?
Let's go to Spain. Espanol.
Sergio Ramos.
Yeah.
Sergio Ramos, in one of the craziest stories that we've heard.
That is, yeah. Which side do you align to?
Right. Well, what I can't...
Because we in jest said, ha ha ha, when he got yellow carded with that match suspension.
Yeah, look, it's Ramos, isn't it?
He was filming his own documentary. So they say. But...
Yes, he was. Look, there is the... You can be cynical about it.
The point is, Real Madrid have got full control over that player, so they can... instantly say, well, no, you're not moving.
Look, it's interesting.
Rot in the reserves.
It's interesting that what's happened is that Real Madrid have said, you know, Perez has come out and said, look, him and his agent came to speak to me. And they said, we've had a lucrative offer from China. But due to the regulations of the team in the league, they can't offer a transfer fee. So can you rescind his contract? And he'll leave Real Madrid on a free. And Perez was sort of said, I just said, no, I can't let you leave on a free. You're captain of Real Madrid. Of course I can't let you leave on a free. That sets a dangerous precedent for the rest of the squad.
And then...
Ramos looks as though it's...
And then...
Yeah, Ramos just looks like he wants to be gone. You know?
He survived so many years in that, if not the most pressurised team to play him. Because if you can't get and they don't take to you, no matter how good Gareth Bale is, no matter what type of... like how good you are, Ronaldo...
Yeah.
When he was there last season.
Yeah.
You're going to cop a lot of stick because of it. It's the biggest stage. And those fans are, if not some of the toughest fans to appease.
They are. You can never appease Real Madrid fans. You know, this is a team that sacked the Champions League winning manager because he didn't win La Liga.
Mm.
That's the level that you're at here. He won the Champions League, but because he finished second in La Liga, they sacked him.
Mm.
That's a huge amount of pressure. So for Ramos to navigate and almost become... People forget that Sergio Ramos is not Real Madrid, you know, born and bred. They forget that they bought him. That's how synonymous this player has become with the club.
I don't like that outsider mentality, though. It gets in the way of a lot.
It does. I just think it's a mark of the man that he wasn't... You know, didn't come up through the youth ranks. You know, he was bought in. But he's become a legend of that club. I think he's, you know, he's been a magnificent servant. We all know what Sergio Ramos is. He's snidey. You know what he's going to be. But he's still a great centre-back.
He's still considered, if not one of the best centre-backs in the world right now.
He's up there.
He's always been there consistently, though.
Tell you what, I'd love to see... 33. I would love to see Sergio Ramos play in Italy. Like, I'd love to. I'd love to see him play in the Premier League as well. I just... I said in jest...
He can suit both, but that's what makes him a world-class...
I said in jest... when Bluebell's Adam Hewins was on the podcast at Broken Hair, shout out to both. I suggested as a joke what Liverpool should have done this season was sign Sergio Ramos to partner Van Dijk.
VVD.
Because I think all the drama between Sergio Ramos and Liverpool fans after that final, where they said he injured Salah on purpose.
Yeah.
And
did a fall over.
Yeah. That's what the narrative was. So imagine if Klopp went, okay, right, we're bringing Ramos in. That would have been great to watch. And I don't think it's out of the question that he joins a Liverpool. I really don't. I think Ramos could end up in a lot of places. Premier League, I'd like to see him in Italy just because I'm greedy to see players play in Italy. And it's a romantic place for a 33-year-old to rock up. Like, any club in Italy would have him, except potentially Juve. Mm. Any club in Italy would... snap your arm off right now if Sergio Ramos.
And in China.
To play at your back. Especially Atletico Madrid. Atletico Madrid, Godini's leaving. He's going to Inter, which is an interesting signing. They've lost... Who's their right back that they've lost? I'm going to forget names here. But the Atletico Madrid's back... Juanfran. They lost Juanfran. They just came to me then. Shouted Juanfran at you.
Juanfran.
He's left. There's a lot of players that have left Atletico Madrid. So they need centre-backs. And he's a great... He's a great one. And someone else more selfishly as well. I'd absolutely adore to see him at Manchester United. Like, he'd be exactly what that Man United squad needs right now, Sergio Ramos.
He's not going to do that, is he? He's not going to do that. He's not.
He's going to end up going, if he leaves...
To USA or China?
Yeah, more than likely. Right, should we leave it there? Europe.
Right, okay, Europe. Very good.
Good. Carry on. Good, 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 good.
How quick is a football career?
It's super quick, isn't it? Yeah. It is super quick considering that if you were now our age, if we're our same age now that we are now, but we're footballers, we're pretty much going to be retiring soon.
You'd think that, but in the case of Quagliarella...
Yeah, look, Quagliarella... Quagliarella is 36 and he's Serie A top goal scorer. But basically, you're looking at our age now, say 34 and above. You're now looking at 34, you're being looked at as a footballer, right? You're coming to the end of your career. Mm. How scary is that thought that at our age, players are looking at retirement? And if they're lucky enough, they've made a good living from it.
That's the exact reason why I've spoken about this, because it just identifies the greats in the game need to be sort of respected more or just to understand it. But even it goes deeper than that. Anyone who considers themselves to play at any sort of level, like semi-professional, professional, whatever point, if you get to that, everyone's going to be absolutely psyched over that. If you've done that, it's a great achievement because people play grassroots week in, week out. For some reason, they've dropped to the wayside or they're not good enough or the injury or whatever else. To get to that level of considering yourself a professional, semi-professional football player makes you, if you really love that game and you get paid for the thing that you really like doing, it's fantastic. So any pro footballer should be proud. But a career is so short. Those fantastic careers need the impactful ones or the ones who have achieved great things. Torres comes to mind. The amount of moves he's made it. And
do you know
to
what
see
it
those
is?
Success stories. Right. And you've got Messi and you've got Ronaldo, obviously. But those ilka players, like to see it in our age, it's just understanding as we get older. I got a bit misty eyed last week because I was remembering the time I used to play FIFA. And had Adriano and Ronaldinho, and you don't realise at the time when that's happening how good those players are.
Right, this is my point now about why I'm feeling a bit more
older, wiser, longer in the tooth.
Yeah, I think the age that we're living in now with footballers, their short career span is now becoming very almost like personal to a certain extent because these players that are now leaving the game are the first group of players that we can remember their entire careers. Like someone like, yeah, say,
it's huge.
Look at Wayne Rooney, yeah? So Wayne Rooney, you and I are both of an age where we remember his entire career.
Yeah, those players, when we see 16, those players.
Yeah, now, you've also got, we've watched pretty much the entirety of players like Chiellini.
Yeah.
His career, Barzagli, Gianluigi Buffon. We've pretty much watched the entirety of their careers. And they're coming to an end. So it does paint a devastating picture, a picture of how short football sports careers are.
I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Yeah. It's a good point.
Mm.
Old.
Hello. Can I help? You have reached listener feedback.
This week, we've got a little bit more feedback.
It's my favourite
section. Yeah. So we've got a mixture of people today. We're getting into the upper echelons of the high status world.
Ooh, I'm excited about these. So, then, who's been on the dog and bone?
First of all, we had a call in from Jason Cundy. Who just says, shut up. That was left on the voicemail late the other day.
Don't know if I'm happy about that. He got naked on TV.
George Weah's cousin.
Again.
It wasn't good what he said. No. As a result, I did kick him out of our WhatsApp group.
Right. I think now you need to stop. I think we need to block him because this is the third time now
he's caused us an issue. He's kicked out of the group.
George Weah's cousin. He's becoming an issue.
He got kicked out of the group. Don't worry about it. Right. Okay. We've got Cafu. Who says, fantastic, excellent, wondrous. And he just like them. He does that. He's a...
Okay.
Loves an emoji. Yeah. Andrew Impey. He left a foul-mouthed tirade, which I'm really not happy with. Sean St. Ledger said great stuff. And then he thought he hung up, but he actually didn't. And he was just let off another foul-mouthed rant against Big Ron.
Bookies again, is it?
Yeah, all that stuff. Ariana Grande says spectacular.
Ariana.
Elton John. The Rocket Man himself.
Rocket Man.
He got a bit annoyed because I actually asked what Rocket Man was about and he couldn't actually answer it.
Oh.
Mm. There's one more message as well. I'm not sure if it got left. It was either Casey Keller or Yuri Geller, but I could not differentiate the two.
Well, what was the message? And we'll decipher who it was. Was it Yuri Geller?
He was just saying, we think you do a good job. Keep going.
That could be either. Geller or Keller.
And then I sort of went into a little bit of a trance, but that could just be Casey.
You don't know what power he's got. Mm. Have you ever seen him hold a spoon? Have we got any more feedback?
That's not enough?
No, that's enough.
That is all the feedback for this week.
Good episode this week, I think. We've had a jaunt. It's been up and down. It's been all around. It's been left, right. It's been everywhere, Alex, this week.
Europe, outside of Europe, inside of Europe.
Yeah, all around over. Europe. So, yeah, this week, on Saturday, we now have our Champions League watch party, a little man coffee that's sold out. First of its kind, we're gonna have a Champions League watch party with a load of people, live podcast, interactive. It's gonna be good. That's sold out now. If you have got a ticket, thank you very much for getting involved and asking for one. Big shout out to you.
Should be fun.
Also, then looking ahead, July the 10th, we have our quiz show at Little Man Coffee. Tickets available for that. If you just go on to Facebook and go on to events, you'll see it on there, and then there's a ticket link on there for Eventbrite. So. Buy your tickets for that. But yeah, I think that's all we got to say this week. Have you got anything else to add?
I've covered it.
Yeah.
Got a lot on.
Right, that's it. Right. Thanks very much.
Thanks, bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts, y'all. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.